Blog Talk Radio.
I'm learning day to day. When we come to God, we got to be serious about the thing. Amen. You got to be committed to it. Regardless of what goes on in your life, whatever you do, make sure you're committed to it. You won't finish unless you're committed to it. Amen.
Amen.
Things are never going to look the way that we think they ought to look. They're not going to always go the way you think they ought to go. But if you're committed to it, you can finish. Make sure that whatever you start to do in your life, make sure you commit yourself to it. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, young man, when I say to you, you know, you young now, whatever you want to do out of life, make sure it's a godly life now. But once you set your mind to do it, commit yourself to finishing it. If you don't ever have a goal in your life, you will never obtain anything. So start building your goals up, get an idea of what God wants you to do, go in that direction, and make sure you stay committed to it. It don't mean that you might not have to go around sometimes, but I'm still going to be committed to what I started to do. Amen? So thank God today. Give everybody, give God a hand, praise, amen. We just thank God for being here today. And we appreciate God and everything that he's done for us, all the things that he's continued to do. God is going to do great things, amen, if we just believe. Remember, it's always about what you believe about God that he's going to do. No matter about the winds, no matter the storms that come, he's still going to do it. And that's where we have to have faith in God that he will bring us through. Amen? So we just thank God today, amen. Scripture reading, amen. Who's going to do a scripture for us, amen? Praise God. Go ahead and do a scripture for us. Amen. So,
good morning.
Good morning.
Morning. I was reading from Proverbs 31, starting at 26.
Amen.
She opened her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed. The husband also, he praised her.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. It's a good day to read that Proverbs 31. Amen. You talk about mothers. At one time I say, well, you know, maybe we shouldn't have a mother today. But I realized that God gave praise to the mother. That's the scripture there, giving praise and glory to a mother. He took time out to write that in the Bible. To give some glory to his mom, amen. That's what that's about. I really looked at it and I said, well, you know, that's what this is about. It's in the Bible. So I give you a word of prayer, amen. Come on, brother. Give us a prayer, amen.
Thank you for today. Thank you for allowing us to come together in your name, Father. Lord, we thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Just for to be a president of this country. When you said when two or three are gathered in your name, that you would be with us. So we thank you for being in the midst of this offering.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lead and guide us through your word all today. As we open up our hearts, our minds.
Amen. Amen. We just thank God today. Thank God today. Amen. Amen. Thank God for her mother, amen. She did what she had to see that everything was taken care of. And that's something that, you know, and your mother being there, you have to be thankful because a lot of mothers didn't do that, amen. So who's going to be next? Just give thanks for your mother. Go ahead.
I give thanks to my mom. Just, you know, her stereotype, the single parent. It was a struggle. We didn't see it. Had an awesome childhood. And we didn't ever let me see anything that whatever she was in. We did it. We went in college. Everybody's going well. So, yeah.
Amen. But she said her mother will sacrifice for her children to see that they make it through, even if the daddy wasn't there. The mama continued on, amen. So thank God for that. You know, a lot of people can't say that either. And so when you got a praise like that, then you got something to give God glory for thanking God for your mother, amen. So praise God. Who's next there? Young man. Your mother didn't give it to you.
I guess thanks to Aisha. She did that for me when I needed it.
Well, thank you, Jesus.
To my biological mom. She was there when time was tough. And so we felt love for us. She loved us.
Hey, man, that's a testimony right there, amen. You, at least you didn't go to the bed with your stomach sticking out or growling or whatever. And so that's a blessing to have something going on like that. So I thank God for that, amen. Amen. Who's going to be next?
Hey, man, well, I thank God for my mother giving birth to me. I thank God for my great-grandmother raising and looking after me and raising me like a mother. So I give thanks to God.
Amen. So praise God, praise God. Amen. For the one who just gives thanks, I give thanks to my mother. You know, my father was there, but at the same time, it was my mother, amen. It was my mother that looked after me. It was that my mother made sure I had everything. It was my mother stood by me. It was my mother that cherished me. It was the mother that gave me her wisdom, amen. And her mother gave me her knowledge, amen. Like she said, she always made sure that we had what we needed. Didn't have what we want, but we had what we needed. Huh? She sacrificed for me. And I can't ask nothing better, no mother any better than that. Amen. She made sure that no one mistreated me. And she stood up for me. And so I thank God for that. Amen. And that out of all the years she was here with us, I thank God my last word was with my mother that when she was getting ready to leave, she called me up and told me, well, boy, how she called me, you better come on up here and see your mom. This might be your last time. And I'm going to say she wouldn't die until she saw me. And I went there and I had my talk with her. I told her how much I thanked her for all that she did for me. I told her I think about how all the sacrifice I know she did for me, how I appreciated her, how I loved her. And then it wasn't but a few hours
couple of hours, she was gone. So that's why I know my mama really loved me. She wouldn't even leave without talking to me. And so I thank God for that. Amen. Amen. That's how much my mama cared about me, that before she even would leave here, she called me up and told me to come see her. That might be my last time. And she waited until I got there before she even died. Amen. Yes. And so that's a blessing there. Amen. And so a lot of time now, I always say to everybody, amen, make sure that you can turn it on now. Make sure that with your mother, you make sure you, if you have anything to say to your mother, amen, make sure you say it now. So don't wait till the last minute to go out and tell your mother that you love her. You need to tell her now, amen. And because, you know, we don't want to wait too late, because sometimes we wait too long or wait too late, and then we get back to the thing like what I shoulda, coulda, woulda, amen. And so do it now, amen. This is a good day to let your mother know how much you appreciate her. Make sure you give your mother a call today, amen, just to tell her, thank you and I love you. If that's all you have to say to her, thank you and I love you. And it's good to do that, because sometimes we say we don't like to wait to give her flowers when they're gone. Make sure whatever we're going to do for your mother, make sure you're going to do that today, amen? Thank your mother. Thank your mother for what she did for you. Thank your mother for putting up with you. And we know you're the one that has to be put up with, amen? Because you put up with a lot of stuff while you were growing up. You know, you're sneaking out the house, they come home on time, all kind of stuff you did, but your mother still loved you. She was there for you. She wanted to correct you. And so let this day be a day that if your mother is still living, make sure you call out and tell her, thank you, and I love you, amen. This will be the day to do it, amen. And so thank God, amen. Thank God. You know, there was some time that we didn't, we might say we didn't give presents too much to a day, amen. Because you know how everybody said, you know, if you do it, this is that, and this is that, you know, how all of that's been said, amen. And but when I start looking in the Bible and looking at how many things God said about mothers, then I was kind of shocked, because God even records mother for the way he looked after us. Mm-hmm. And a lot of references to the mothers. And so make sure, amen. So we just want to give time to the mothers, amen. That there's a time, you know, if I did it on another day, I talked about the mother, nobody would have anything to say, amen. But if you do it today, it looks like everybody got something to say about it. But mothers are in the Bible, amen. And so we're just going to go to the Word today, amen, to see about things about motherhood, because that's a special place that God used the woman, amen, as a reference, amen, the way he brings his children in. And the way she takes care of her children is the way that he takes care of us. You know, when we say first it's natural and then that which is spiritual, amen. And so the thing that God made naturally is to represent something spiritual, amen. And the way that a woman gives birth to a child is the way that the church gives birth to their children. And the church takes care of her children the same way that a mother would take care of her children. See, God used those things as references, amen, to let us know how he loves us and the way the church should take, that we should take care of one another. Amen?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. So God is adamant about it, amen. I like for you to go to the book of, I guess I'll start with the Exodus, I guess, and maybe I'll start with Moses, amen. Maybe I could do it out of Hebrew. Amen. Exodus chapter 2. When we talk about mothers, amen, and here he's talking about a mother here, amen. A mother that, what, loved her child, amen. Praise God. Exodus chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. When we look at mothers today, and that's what I want to talk. I want to just talk about women and mothers today, amen. And that thing that we're going to get understood today for your mother, amen. It talks about when Moses was born. This is when Moses was born, amen. Praise God. He said, and there went a man out of the house of Levi, chapter 2, and took to wife a daughter of Levi. And the woman conceived and bare a son. And when she saw him, that he was a goodly child, she hid him 3 months. Amen. I'm just looking at this for a mother today, amen. That a mother, when you are a good mother, amen, she said that a mother, amen, she was sacrificed for her child. Amen. In other words, she wasn't afraid of Pharaoh because of her child, amen. See, many a time a mother, she's a real protective person. She wanted to protect her child, regardless of what was said. In other words, she was willing to put her life on the line for her child. And that's what a loving mother would do. A loving mother would put her life on the line for her child because the king had gave commandment that the child was supposed to die. But here is a mother that would stand up and put her life on the line for her children. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm trying to say your mama will put her life on the line for you. Mm-hmm. Amen. When I say a good mother, a real mother, put her life on the line for you. She'll stand up for you, regardless. You know, they always say, "Don't mess with a lion's whelp." They say, "Don't mess with a lion's child," because she will die in order to save her children. Amen. Come on, that's what a good mother is all about. That you're willing to sacrifice yourself for your children. I've even seen it on Animal Channel, amen. How that one deer gave her life up so that she could save her child, amen. See, a good mother is always looking to take care of their child, regardless even if they have to die. Most mothers, you know, even when we talk about this thing we got going now, the thing that we have going now about pro-life and pro-choice, and you know, we got all this stuff going now, amen. Well, I have a right to do what I want to with my body, amen. You know, if you was a real woman, you would be concerned about what's on the inside of your body. You would be concerned about that baby that is on the inside of you, because a real woman, amen, is really concerned about her child, and she will be willing to do anything to protect her child. I've seen mothers who it was either the mother of the child, amen, come and give his birth to a child. It was even the mother of the child, But the mama was willing, I would rather die and let this child be born. I would rather see him live than allow myself to live. I'm talking about a real mama, amen. Huh? If you want to be a real mother, be willing to protect that child. Whether you're unborn or whether you're born, make sure that you are in protection of your child. That's what God created you for. That's what God made you for, amen. God made you to rear your child. God made you to take care of your child. And then we have to be willing as a mother to take care of that child. Sacrifice yourself for your child. How could you allow something to grow in you 9 months? Amen. And then not be concerned about it. When we think about a child that is on the inside of their mother for 9 months, growing in inside it, she feels his heartbeat. Amen. She feels him kicking, amen. She feels him kicking on the inside of her, amen. He's partaking of what she is. So make sure as a mother, amen, be concerned about the unborn child that is on the inside of you. Not only the unborn child, but you also ought to be concerned about after he gets here and you see him whole, you ought to want to take care of your child, amen. I don't know what it's like sometimes when I see people who you know, even though they own drugs sometimes, you know. And then they won't quit because of their child, amen. See, you ought to be concerned enough about your child to want to protect you. If you got on drugs, you shouldn't want your child to be born a drug addict, amen. You ought to be willing to quit and do everything that's necessary for the protection. affection of your child. That's what a real mother is all about, amen. Moses' mother, she saw that he was a proper child. She saw he was a good child. In other words, she saw something in him. See, it is the mother supposed to see the thing that is in their child and then what? Lead them in the direction of what she see in him. Now, I don't know what y'all know about people from, they say, from Africa, amen. But the mama's always telling her, hey, you're going to be a doctor, you're going to be a lawyer, you're going to be an architect. And the brother said, all of their life, that's what their mama's always telling them. What is she trying to do? She's trying to direct them in the way of success, amen. See, a lot of your success comes from the part of your mother. Because it's the way your mother steers you, the way your mother corrected you, the way your mother raised you, amen. See, women, you are very important in the lives of your child, amen. Just like the man is a very important part of the life of a child, the woman is a very important part of the child's life because most of the time he's going to be with you most of the time. The dad is going to be all working somewhere. He might be gone, but anyway, he's going to be all working somewhere. But the child is with the mother more than they are with the child. So it is the mother's wisdom that the mother put wisdom in the child, amen? So you're supposed to teach your child. And I found out you can even start teaching your child even while he's in the womb. Yeah, you can start teaching them in the womb. Sometimes the greatest success of any child that has came forth, it came forth because the mother was teaching him, amen. While he was in the womb, she was reading to him. While he was in the womb, she was talking to him, amen. But while he was in the womb, amen, she was letting him listen to music. She was letting him listen to education. She educated her child in the womb, so when the child came out, the child was what we call a genius, amen. It was all because of that mother. So wherever you are now here, it's all because of your mother, amen. See, when God looked at Adam and said, man should not be alone. He saw that man should not be alone, amen. That man needed a helpmeet, amen. And so being that man needed a help, because the reason the man needed a helpmeet is because man couldn't have no child. See, even though God put him there with purpose, but he couldn't fulfill that purpose is because he couldn't give birth to no baby, amen. He needed a woman, amen. Hallelujah. He had to have a woman. In order to fulfill the purpose of God, he had to have a woman because what did he tell the woman? I want you to go what? Bring forth much fruit, amen. And so if there hadn't been no woman, then there would be no children. See, if you don't realize what's going on today, that women, we allow men to be called themselves women, they're putting you down. They can't give birth to no child. They can't suck no child, amen. They can't bring nothing into this world. And they're making you take a back seat and you're going home with it. They're even getting you to stop you from even being called a woman, amen. They're disgracing you and putting you down, and you're sitting there clapping your hands, and they're putting you down because a man can't give birth to a child. See, God made the woman with a womb. And the reason she made her with a womb, she's called a womb man, amen. And because she was called a womb man, a womb, she has to have a womb in order to carry the child, amen. And then you shouldn't give credit to a man and call him the woman of the year, the woman of the hour, and give him a trophy for being the woman of the hour, and he's sitting there, don't have no womb, amen, don't have no Philippians 2, and don't have nothing else, all the other things that go along with it, and you're giving your glory, you allow a man to be glorified in your place. Don't do that. Stand up and be who you are, amen. But don't be ashamed to call yourself to say that I'm a woman, amen. God made me this, amen. God made me to bring forth. God made me to produce, amen. And if it wasn't for me, there would be no children in the earth. You got to have the woman, amen. And God give praise and glory to this woman here. And this woman didn't want to get rid of her child, didn't want nothing to happen to her, so she kept him for 3 months. She hid him because she wanted to be protected, regardless to the king's commandment. You ought to be willing to stand up for your child, amen. And then even if you don't have a child, you know, sometimes women don't have children, amen. But they become mothers to other people's children, amen. And so it's good to accept the motherhood of somebody else's children. You treat them just like the, I like the testimony that, what's his name, that Nichols just made a while ago. He talked about, she's not my mother, but she treats me like a mother, amen. She takes care of me. She sees that I have what I need. She keeps me on track, amen. See, you get that just in you. That's part of your DNA, amen. But to take care of somebody, to be loving to somebody, that's part of you. You was born with that, amen. God gave you that ability to love, even when we can't love. God gave the mother ability to love when nobody else can love. Jesus loved us the same way. He was willing to what? Lay down his life for us, amen. He sacrificed himself rather than to see us lost. Jesus sacrificed himself so that what? We could be saved, amen. So in right manner, he said, for the women, be willing to sacrifice yourself for your child. I know my mother has went without a lot of days. She would buy me something even when she wasn't buying herself anything, amen. She would sacrifice to buy me some clothes even when she wouldn't buy herself none. See, that's what a loving mother would do, amen. She would go without just so you can have, amen. I'm sure many a day, your mother had a good job, amen. Praise God. Amen. She was doing pretty good in those days. Teachers was the one who was high up at that time, even though now it don't look that good. But back then, that was the thing you wanted to be, because the only thing that the black people had at that time, if you was a teacher, you were considered to have a good job, amen. You were considered to have good pay. Now they said it ain't good, but back in that time. But nevertheless, she did everything necessary that she could do to bring both of you up, to make sure, like you said, make sure that you went to college, make sure that you got educated, amen, and make sure that you stand on your own feet. She taught you the right way. She taught you to do the right things, even though you may not have been a mentor. But she, at least she taught you the right thing, and she told you what was best for you, didn't she? See, that's what a loving mother is all about, amen. And so that's where we come to give glory and praise to the mothers today for those who did the right thing, amen. Those who didn't throw you in the trash can when they gave birth to you, amen. Those who didn't abort you. It may have been a reason that they could have came to mind that she wanted to abort you, but rather than do that, she would rather bring you into the world, amen. And so no matter how you got here in the world, God saw a fit and made a way for you to get here. Hallelujah. I don't care what kind of misfortune it might have been. I don't care how it went. I don't care how it was. That was God wanted you to get here, amen. And he got you here, and you need to be thankful for your mother that she dealt with you and she put up with all the scandalous things that she was going through in order for you to be here. You ought to give some praise to your mother. Give your mother a hand clap. Hallelujah. It may not have looked good. It may not have looked good, and she may have been talked about for what happened to her and the things that she went through, but yet she didn't care what other people said about what she did. She still maintained a good standard in your life regardless of what everybody else said about. Right? You know, they say, well, your woman, you ain't got no husband. Well, I don't matter. I didn't have no husband, but I'm still going to raise my children. Huh? It might not have came out right, but I'm going to raise my children. See, that's the same way God loves you, the same way, amen. Praise God. Even though when we bad and acting up, amen, he still loves us, amen. The Bible said, while we was yet sinners, what? Christ died for the ungodly. That means he loved us anyway, amen. Huh? And he loved us enough to die for us and sacrifice for us. That's what a good mother would do, amen. Jesus acted like a mother when he was dying on the cross for us. See, you don't catch everybody doing that. And all of you that is here, you ought to give some thanks to your mother, amen. That's the reason to give thanks to your mother. She sacrificed herself for her child, amen. See, when a woman knows what it is that she's supposed to do, she wants to do it. In the book of 1 Samuel, I guess, I want to talk about Hannah, amen. Hallelujah. Because Hannah knew her purpose in life, amen. See, women have purpose in life. And you don't need to let nobody tell you that you don't have purpose in life because God created you for this, amen. You was created to bring forth, amen. See, a lot of time we talk about bringing forth, but you was created to bring forth. First Kings chapter 3, verse 16 through 28, I believe. I'm talking about the mothers today because this is a time we're going to give, acknowledge women today, amen. Read somebody. First Kings chapter 3, verse 16 through.
Then you are called Simeon the prince?
Yeah.
And said, Samuel, my son, and he answered, here am I. And he said, what is the thing that the Lord has said unto thee?
Amen. Got that wrong. First Samuel, First King. Mm-hmm. I want to talk about Hannah there. I want to talk about Hannah. That's in Samuel, amen. Let me see. That's chapter 2 and verse 3. But we want to talk about the mother here, amen. Hannah. Praise God. Oh, it's chapter 2. Yeah, chapter 2, amen. I was right. Chapter 2. I said chapter. All right. Start at verse 1. Amen.
Okay. Yep. Hannah prayed and said, my heart rejoiced unto the Lord. My Lord is exalted in the Lord. My mouth is enlarged over my enemies. Because I rejoice in thy salvation, there is no one holy as the Lord. For there is none beside thee, neither is there any rock like our God. But no more exceedingly proudly. Let not arrogance come out of your mouth, for the Lord is of God knowledge, and by him actions away.
By him actions away. So here was Hannah here. She didn't have a child, amen. And every woman wants to give their husband a child. It's supposed to be that way, amen. And normally they want them to have a man child so that the lineage can continue. That's why everybody said, well, I want a boy. And the reason I want a boy is because I want the lineage to continue, because the lineage continues through the man, amen. And even though she knew that she was created to what? To bring forth, amen. That she was going to have children. She was created for that purpose. See, everything that God does, he does it with purpose in mind. And so he had Hannah here that was married to, what was his name? Elkanah? How do you pronounce it? She was married to him, and she didn't have no child. And then, even though this man had two wives, amen, it's something to have two wives. I wouldn't want two when I have a hard enough time with one, amen. But he had two. But you can see what's going on here. You can see what's going on between the two. That they're fighting and war among each other, amen. Having two wives in the house could be probably pretty tough for me. I don't know how it was back then, but that would be pretty tough for me. I believe I would leave home first, amen. If I had two of them in there, I wouldn't be staying there, amen. I'd just leave, amen. Because one would be enough, but have two of them going back and forth with each other, arguing with one another all the time, you know. The other one was picking at each other all the time, you know. And the one that had the baby want to talk about the one that didn't have a baby. Well, I done had my husband two children, and you haven't had none. Ha, 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 ha. He loves me more than he loves you, amen. Ha, ha, I have a child. But can you imagine a woman being in that predicament that didn't have no child, amen? But this woman, even though she didn't have a child, she decided she was going to pray and ask God for a child, amen? Huh? She knew what to do. She knew that I was created to have a child, and I shouldn't be there. So I'm asking you for a child, Lord. So she prayed and asked God for a child, and God gave her her request, amen. Now here is a woman that knows that she should have a child, because what? She was made a woman. She was given a womb, amen. She was given the right stuff in order to be able to conceive a child, but yet all the activity was going on, but there was no child coming aboard, you know. But sometimes, you know, just because a lot of women, you know, you got everything necessary to have one, but sometimes you might not just have one, amen. But sometimes that is why you still got to be content being a woman, amen. So don't try to be a man just because you didn't have a child, amen. There's a lot of women trying to be men because they didn't have no children, amen. And there's a lot of women who have had children and still want to be men. How can you change in order to be something else and you got two bread snatchers sitting over there, amen, and you're trying to say you're a man now with two bread snatchers. But the two bread snatchers that you have over there let you know that you are a woman with a womb, amen, and that you are not a man and you can't be a man. If God didn't make you something, then you can't be that, amen. A man can't be nourishment like a woman because God didn't create him that way. Hmm? God made y'all special, amen. Amen. He made a woman special, amen. He made a woman to be loving and nourishing, amen, and want to do what it is that she was called to do. She knew she was called to have a children. That was her purpose in marriage, supposed to be the purpose in marriage. When a man and a woman get together, you don't have to ask for you don't have to ask for a family, amen. When a man and a woman get together, you don't have to ask for a family, amen. You just put them together, the family coming, amen. Huh? That is, she got the right equipment and she has the right stuff, amen. Because sometimes there can be some functions, malfunctions in the body or something else. But nevertheless, she still know what I was created to bring forth, amen. I was created to bear children. I was created to be fruitful and multiply. And I know today, you know, some people don't have that desire. They don't want no kids. I know how it is, amen. They don't want no kids. But they say, well, I can't have them. I'm just going to love everybody else, child. And then I'll play with them, and I'll be around them, and I'll give them things. But as soon as I get through, I want to go back home by myself. I know that's a lot of people like that. But she was created to bring forth, amen. See, you were given a womb so that you could give birth to a child, amen. That's your purpose. That was the purpose which you was created to do it. Hannah wanted to do what God created her to do. And because she wanted to have a child, she did, she went to God to ask God, Father, give me a son, Father, for my husband, amen. And then when she had the child, she began to praise God for her child. You know, a woman ought to give praise for her child, amen. Come on, thank God, because you know what? You that have had children, you have done something that a lot of women want to do and they can't. A lot of women would like to be mothers, but they just can't, amen? And so those of you who have given birth to a child, amen, you ought to praise God and thank God for it. That what? I'm functioning the way God wanted me to function. I'm doing what it is that God told me to do. Hannah wanted to be the same way. She wanted a son, you see, because she knew that what? She wanted to be a mother. Hmm? Yeah. I don't understand it. I know where the world is today. A lot of people don't want to be mothers, amen. But make sure if you're going to be a mother, try to make sure you got a husband, amen, to help you to rear that child, because it becomes quite hard when it's by yourself, amen. Hmm? Take time out, amen. Don't be in a hurry to get one. But make sure you got a husband to help you with that child, amen. But thank God for the mothers who sacrificed. I think about how people became mothers before but they still did what was necessary to raise those children. They still became responsible enough to do what was necessary for her child, amen. Come on, thank God for the mothers, amen. Hallelujah. I thank God for the fathers. But if it had not been for the woman, I don't know where I would be right now, amen. If it's like my dad, he didn't have a lot of, I mean, my dad was a rolling stone, amen, and wherever he laid his hat was his home, amen. But I thank God that my mother stayed there, amen. See, a lot of time a woman, she won't leave her, even though things are not good, but she won't leave because of her children. Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, a lot of mothers lived in poor condition. I want to say poor condition. I don't mean that they didn't have no food or nothing, amen. But they go through turmoil. They go through a lot of trouble. And the only reason they don't leave the trouble, they're thinking about their children, amen. Hallelujah. You ought to thank God that your mama had their mind on you. My mother had her mind on me. Even though my daddy wasn't doing all that he was supposed to do, she thought about, I want to take care of my children, amen. I will sacrifice at least until my children get grown and they are raised and they are out the house. I've seen that go on so many times for my loving mother, amen. Any of y'all ever come up through something like that? mother and daddy wasn't so good at the time, but nevertheless, your mama stayed there because she wanted to make sure you had something to eat, amen. She wanted to make sure you had clothes on your back. She wanted to make sure that you had a roof over your head. She wanted to provide what was necessary for her child. That's what a loving mother would do. She's going to provide, amen. Just as we say the Father provides for us, amen. Amen. He makes sure that what we have what's necessary for us, amen. That's the way God does us. God loves us enough, amen, to provide for us, to make sure that what? You got a roof over your head. Make sure you got food to eat. Make sure you got shelter, amen. God provides for us. And God provides the way a mother would provide for her children. See, God used the analogy as your mother would do for you, so will I do the same thing for you. God used all kind of analogy, amen, to represent the woman, amen. It talks about St. John chapter 16. See, when we realize what women go through, amen, man, we ought to be willing to go through also, amen. St. John 16 talk about what a mother goes through. I don't know how anybody can down their mother, amen. I don't know how you can talk about your mama, amen. Listen at the analogy that Jesus used in St. 16 and 21. This is for a mother, you know. I know maybe if you haven't become a mother through birth, you might not know nothing about this. I sat there and watched my wife have a baby, and I saw them frowns on her face, and I believe she wanted to call me some names, too. That was my fault. Thank God, 15 to 21. Listen, he used this analogy.
A woman, since she is in travail, has sorrow because her hour is come. But as soon as she is delivered of the child, she remembers no more the anguish or joy that a man is born into the world.
Amen. See how Jesus used this analogy of a woman giving birth to a child? You know, that she's in pain, amen. I don't know what it feels like to be a mother, you know, because, you know, we can't take much pain, amen. I get a headache, I'm ready to lay down and go to sleep, amen. Amen. I better not get a pain in my side. I'm ready to quit and give up, amen. You know, that's the way we made, amen. But a woman will go to sometimes 2 to 3 to 4 hours of labor in order to bring forth a child. She's almost at the point of death to give birth to a child, amen. You know, they always say, you are as close as death when you give birth to a child, amen. Amen. And all the things break loose and come loose and split apart. All those things have to take place in a woman's body. But even though she's going through all of the agony, amen. See, giving birth is agony, amen. Giving birth is pain, amen. As Jesus said, he used this analogy as a woman going through birth pain, but as soon as the pain is over, amen, she forget about all the stuff that she went through. Now, a lot of us, we would keep in memory what we go through, amen. I'm going to get you later on, you know. I remember what you did for me. I'm going to keep you later on. But that's not the way of a woman. A woman can take a lot of more pain than a man can. Man, you catch a man. If he had one baby, amen, and he go through that, if he could have one, if he went through that, he would never have another. He would never have another because he wouldn't want to go through that, amen. Thank God for y'all women, amen. I praise God for y'all women. Amen. Amen. I praise God for a woman who would be willing to go through all the pain and the agony and have a near-death experience so that she can bring a child into the world because she was created for that, amen. Hallelujah. Yeah. See, we wouldn't be here. Hallelujah. If it had not been for somebody who went through the pain and went through the agony to bring children into this world, amen. Hallelujah. Because if I had to have a baby, y'all wouldn't be here. I'd be here by myself, amen. but that's why God made y'all women. That's why he's using y'all as an example of how important you are in the earth. Because if there is no mother, amen, there can be no children. And so even Jesus, he could fulfill everything he needed to fulfill without having a woman.
Mm-hmm.
You say, how can that be? He said, the church is the bride. That's right, amen. And it's the church that give birth to children, amen.
Mm-hmm.
That would, we would be no, there would be no saints of God if it wasn't for a woman, amen. The church, amen. He uses a woman as an example of the church because he's saying there would be no so-called Christian if that was going to call you there. He won't be no saints of God, amen, except there was a woman. And I don't know how we can put the woman to the side and say that she's not worth nothing and she's not about nothing and there could be no children except there was a woman. Are y'all with me today?
Mm-hmm.
How is it that we can say that a woman can't carry the word of God? When the angel came to Mary and said, Mary, Hail Mary, thou highly favored, the Lord is with thee, amen. You're going to bring forth a child, and his name is going to be called Jesus. And she wanted to ask the question, well, how can this be? I mean, she was questioning, I ain't been with nobody. How can this be, amen? And he said, the Holy Ghost is going to overshadow you. You're going to bring forth a child, amen, amen. And his name is going to be called Jesus, amen, the word of God, amen. But do you know something about that? See, Mary got pregnant with the word of God. Come on, y'all, amen. Come on now, amen. Mary got pregnant with the word of God. And Mary carried the word for 9 months, amen. If Mary carried the word of God in her womb for 9 months and gave birth to the Son of God, why can't a woman carry the word today? Y'all with me today?
Amen.
Do you see what I'm trying to say today? Amen.
Amen.
She carried the word for 9 months. Hallelujah. She carried baby Jesus because the Bible said, in the beginning, what? Was the word?
And the word was with God.
And the word was with God, and what? And the word was God, and the word became flesh, amen, and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
She carried the word for 9 months. See, even in the promise of God, back in the book of Genesis, God said, a seed of a woman is going to bring forth a child, amen.
Mm-hmm.
What a seed of a man. I'm trying to be a y'all up a little bit. It was a seed of woman, amen. I want you to know how important she was, amen. I know it had to come through a seed, but yes, it had to come through a seed. But even God himself had to come through a woman because in order for him to take on the shape as a man, he had to come through a woman and take on the shape of a man. And he came through a woman, amen. The Son of God himself came to the earth through a woman because if he was going to put on flesh, he needed to use the womb of a woman so that he could incubate himself, amen, and make himself to be made so he can come forth to be the Son of God in the earth, amen. Because anybody that don't come through the womb, listen what God says about the woman, amen. Anything that don't come through the womb of a woman is an alien. No person or man has a right to be in the earth without coming through the womb of a woman. See, everybody's trying to make you feel less important, but God wants you to feel more important because the only way that anybody can get into the earth and be legal here, they had to come through the womb of a woman. Hallelujah. Uh-huh. Anything else is illegal, amen. You can't be legal here without coming through the womb of a woman. And so God created you for that purpose, amen. Because you see, because a woman is neutral, amen. When I say neutral, amen, a woman is neutral like the earth. When I say a woman is neutral like the earth, what I'm saying to you, she being neutral, amen, she will give birth to whatever's put in her. Mm-hmm. See, just like the earth will give back whatever type of seed you put in it, it'll give that type of seed back. You know, I used to tell y'all all the time, y'all be careful who y'all allow, what kind of seeds to be put in your garden because you don't know what's going to come up, amen. So you better check and see what kind of seed that is before you allow it to be put in your garden, because you might come up with a mess, amen, huh? You might want to come up with something that you might want to give back, amen. But it had to be through the woman. Thank God for the Mother Earth, amen. We call the earth Mother Earth because she is the one that produces, amen. Hallelujah. And we call the woman mother because they're able to produce something, amen. If you're not able to produce nothing, you're not being called mother. You can't be called a mother, amen. Hallelujah. You see, we're calling people women that ain't able to produce anything, amen. We're going along with this scheme that the devil has in the earth today, trying to make somebody a mother when they can't produce anything. See, God made you for that purpose, to produce, amen. You are called a mother because you are able to produce. You are able, you know what about a woman? She's able to give back whatever is put in her, amen. She's able to multiply whatever is being put in her. When they talk about multiply the seed that's on. See, one thing about a woman is the woman that makes the home. Praise God. He can buy her a house, but it takes a woman to make it a home. You know, we men, we don't keep it out. I mean, you know, we might be needing everything. But it's not a home without the woman, amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. You give a woman a seed, she gives you a child. You give a woman the money, you give a woman some money, she'll make you a meal. She's always able to produce, reproduce whatever you give her, amen. Thank God for the woman, these women, amen. Come on, actually, if you're a mother, clap your hand and thank God for you being a mother. Amen. When you realize all the things that you are, you might, I don't know why you wouldn't want to be a man. You know what I'm trying to say? Because what? God left everything, when Adam messed up, he left everything to you. Bring forth the seed, a seed of a woman. So Mary carried the word of God for 9 months. And when Mary carried the word of God for 9 months, she gave birth to him, she nourished him, and she cherished him, and she listened to what he was saying to her. You know, the words that he spoke to her, she took those words in, amen. And when she takes the word in, she makes sure that whatever she's hearing, she's going to put that, instill that in her child so that her child can walk in that direction, amen. See, you're the one to guide him and lead him in the way. You mothers, thank my mother, amen. My daddy was there to discipline, but my mother was more disciplined, amen, because I was with her all the time, amen. I was with my daddy sometime, amen, when he was doing something around the house, you know, whatever he was doing, his mechanic skills. I did learn them how to do them back then. I could fix things back then because of my daddy. But I thank God that I had a mama, amen, that didn't leave me. When my daddy was gone at night, my mother was at home with me, amen. She didn't leave me by myself, amen. Hallelujah. So I'm thanking God for my mother today. And I want y'all to be thanking God for your mother. Take care of your mother. Don't disrespect your mama. No matter how she talks, no matter what she says, amen. Amen. Acknowledge her. You don't have to agree with her now about everything she say or do. But you're always going to respect her, amen. Because what? She brought you into the world, amen. She birthed you. She went through all the pain. She went through all the labor to make sure that you got here, amen. She could have aborted you, amen, but she didn't abort you, amen. That's what I'm trying to say about you. You here. Now, I know your dad was involved, but you're here because your mother gave birth to you. And Jesus, and even Jesus being on the earth, and he did it because it was Mary that gave birth to him. Even though she gave birth to him in a bad situation at the time she was giving birth to him, amen? Because during those days, it wasn't like it is now. Everybody have sex anytime now. They don't wait till they're married anymore. They just go out there and spread it open, and they don't value what they got. Well, you don't value what you got. You just give it away. That, you know, the only thing you really have to offer is that. What else do you have to offer? You ought to be value that. That should be something special to you. Amen? Mm-hmm. you shouldn't sell that cheap. Now, if you're not putting no ring on it, no, we sell rings, you know. When we talk about the ring, we might be talking about Saturn, amen, the way we do it. But anyway, I want to get married, amen. If it's going to be like that, I want to get married. But even Mary, at the time, she wasn't married at the time that she became pregnant. I'm sure it didn't look good for her, did it? Mm-hmm. Even Joseph wanted to put her away. Huh? Because she was with child. She was found with child before they even came together. He wanted to put her away. But even through the shame that she had to bear of bringing forth Jesus into the world, she still was concerned more about her child than she was ashamed that she was going to have to put up with. Amen. Mm-hmm. That's what a real mother would do. Amen. Even though in the situation that she begot that child, it wasn't right, amen, praise God. She thought she was doing what's right and ended up it was wrong, amen. But even in the midst of that, a real mother, amen, was still giving birth to a child, even though the daddy might not even be in place, amen. A real mother, amen. Huh? They say from the day about, 40 to 50% of the children that is in the world today, they don't have fathers at home. They were born out of wedlock, what I mean, amen. There was no wedding. But yet the mother, she stood to raise that child, amen. She stood to nourish that child because of the love that she had for a child. You see, when you give the example of love, amen, in the 13th chapter of 1 Corinthians, when you give the example of love, you usually look at the mother that way, amen. She loved even when she's not being loved back. You know, even when you can be hateful towards your mama will still love you. Because, well, that's my child, amen. That's what they say. That's my child. I love my child regardless, amen. Just like God loves us, what? Regardless, amen. See, a woman has the attributes of God built up in the inside of her. Because she loves even when she don't get no love back. She's concerned even when they're not concerned about her. She's still concerned about them. Even when the child leaves home, amen, and go away from her mother, you know, they say, I carried you for 9 months, and now that you're not with me, I still carry you in my heart. Even when you're away from your mother, she's still thinking about you. She's still praying for you, amen. She's still wishing that you would have the best out of life. That's what a good mother is, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because you're close to her heart. You want the best for your child, regardless of where they are, where they are, whether they're going away from you. That's what a real mother does, amen. Come on, thank God for a real mama. You're here. Because your mother was real, regardless of what she went through, whether or not it was shame she endured, whether or not she was being talked about, she endured, she still did what's necessary to take care of you. I'm talking about a real mama today, amen. Hallelujah. I'm talking about somebody that's concerned about you. And so I have to talk about the mothers, amen. Hallelujah. I have to talk about my mama was concerned about me. Amen. Praise God. When I went to school, I think about my mom when I went to school. Man, everybody used to be laughing. My uncle and Steve used to be laughing at me about my pants and stuff. I wore to school. They'd be so stiff, you could stand up in the corner. That's how they start to add at them, you know. My uncle used to be laughing all the time, saying, you know, when she ironed Matt clothes, she said, you could take those overalls that he would wear. You could take those overalls and stand them up in the corner. They'd be so stiff. My shirts always were stars and iron when I went to school. Mm-hmm. She got up every morning. She was up. It's breakfast every morning. You know, we didn't eat the stuff like you do now. Cornflakes, we didn't know what that was back in the day. There was no cornflakes. We had biscuits and eggs and bacon and grits. All that. That's what we ate. I mean, every morning. I don't want to talk about Gina. We wasn't poor. We was poor. But we always had something to eat, though. See, See, the thing about it, she always makes sure we ate. I know, say I was home and I said we would just hope. In other words, we didn't have the things that other people had, amen. You know, we didn't have TVs and all that stuff back in those days. We barely had a radio, amen. Huh? Barely had a radio back in the day. But as far as eating and everything, every morning we had eggs and real biscuits, you know, not them canned biscuits. He got to make biscuit for us every morning. When I woke up every morning, my food was ready because that's what a real mother just wanted to make sure that I had something when I went to school. I didn't go to school hungry because I had a good mama, amen. You get what I'm saying? But my clothes wasn't wrinkled when I went to school because I had a good mama. She wanted to make sure that our child was looking presentable, amen. And then even now, I feel like my pants starts. And I feel like my church starts, amen, because that was the way my mama raised me. Mm-hmm. See, it's your mother that instills good values in your life, amen.
Thank God for mama.
And so because my mother instills such good values in me, I practice those things today, amen.
Amen.
There will be anyone that would come by our house that was hungry that my mama wouldn't be. And if she saw you was eating, she'd cook you some more if necessary. If she saw you was eating and eating good, she'd go in and cook you some more. Oh, she loved to see people eat. It ain't like Gina. I think about my daughter, you know, and I think about Gina. We left her down with my mother for a summer. She thinks that about almost 3 months. You know how he said that that'd be big. All right. She stayed out there for 3 months. Amen. And then she been down with 3 months. Becky and I, we coming from Kansas then. And then we drove up in the yard. And we saw this little girl had two plants lit down here. And she was just as chubby as she could be. And Becky said, oh, Lord, what the hell is up there? She was just as round as she could be. And Becky said, oh, and we didn't even get out the car. Becky said, oh, Lord, what did happen to my baby? But she was well taken care of, though. She ain't good, amen. See, one thing we have to realize, you don't have to be rich to eat.
Amen.
A real mother will find a way to feed you, amen. If she don't give you nothing but some certain biscuits and some bacon or some ham, amen. But you're going to make sure that you eat. See, that's a loving mother. Aren't you glad that you have a loving mother, amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. And so this is why we give that today. This is why we give it to the mothers. Because they're loving. They're kind, amen. And thank God for a loving mother. Amen. I know for time's sake, amen. Hallelujah. Come on. Isaiah 40:49-13. Right quick, amen. I'm going to close out because I'm talking about the mother because there's so much to talk about in here. You can't even talk about all of it. I didn't realize so much was in there, amen, until you start looking, amen. 49:15. Somebody read.
Can a woman forgive her second child that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb?
Amen.
Yea, they may forget. Yet will I not forgive thee.
Amen. You say, can a woman do that, her suckling child? He's asking the question there, you know. You know, maybe if you do, but God said, I won't do that. I'm going to have compassion on a suckling child. Huh? I thought about this time, how a woman is different from a man. I thought about the time that, you know, they were prostitutes or whatever. You know, they were living together and sleeping together, you know, and both of them have a child. And when they had a child, I think one of them laid on the child that night. And when they laid on the child that night, one of them died. And so when they went to Solomon to try it, because Solomon was kind of like a judge at the time, they went before Solomon, and the other one was saying, well, that's my child. And the other one said that was her child. And the woman said, well, no, she lay on her child that night. So this is my child. And so both of them was claiming that it to be her child. Well, but Solomon, in his great wisdom, he said, well, bring me a sword. And when they brought Solomon a sword, Solomon said, well, I'm going to cut him in two. You take half of it, and you take the other half. And one of the women said, yeah, do that. Now, what good was the child going to be that was dead? But she wanted to cut the child in half. But the woman that stood up and said, she said, no, no, it can be her child. It can be her child. See, Solomon knew from the wisdom, his wisdom, that a real mother would rather let the child go than let him die. See, rather than for the child to die, she would rather let him go than for the child to die. And Solomon knew that the mother wasn't going to allow the child to die. Because when somebody else, the other people might not care about the child. They don't care whether or not your child died or not because it's not theirs, amen. Hallelujah. She didn't give birth to him. She didn't give birth to him. But Solomon knew that the one who said that she can have the child, he knew that that was the real mama. Because the mama is going to be concerned about the child, amen. And rather than for the child to die, she would rather let the child go. See, sometimes, as being a mother, sometimes you got to be willing to let the children go sometimes. You can't always hold on to them all their life, amen. Somewhere down the line, you got to let them grow up. Sometimes you got to let them make mistakes sometimes. You know, after you train them and taught them what is right, you have to allow them to make their own mistakes sometimes. You just got to let them go sometimes, amen. If you don't want them to do wrong, you're praying God they do what's right, but when they want to get unruly and everything, you have to let them go sometimes, Brother Kringle. You have to just let them go out and make that mistake. Because sometimes people say, well, how do I know? Well, I'm telling you, that don't mean nothing. I got to see for myself. So sometimes you have to let them make the mistake on their own, huh? So they can see for themselves, because some people don't learn by words. Some people won't receive instructions, amen. They would rather try it on their own rather than to follow your advice, amen. Mm-hmm. Follow the advice of your mother, amen. Follow the advice of your father, amen. Because they're trying to teach you wisdom. They love you enough, and they're trying to really tell you what's best for you. They're not trying to keep nothing from you. We're trying to tell you what's best for you or what we think is right for you, amen. Follow your mother's wisdom, amen. Your mother put the wisdom on. Listen to you. Listen to your father. What is that? Proverbs chapter 1, I believe. Listen to your father and your mother, amen. Proverbs chapter 1, I believe. Listen to your father and mother's instructions, amen. Are y'all with me today? Young man, listen to your father and mother's instructions. They're not trying to hold nothing back from you. Amen. They're trying to show you, they're just trying to tell you what's best for your life. They want to see you succeed in life. Parents want children to succeed in life. Amen. Proverbs chapter 1, let me see, amen. What scripture is that? Is it 1 and 8, 9? But read Proverbs chapter 1, 8 and 9. Listen to this young man, young lady, and even some of the grown people that are there.
My son, hear the instruction of thy father.
Hear the instruction of your father.
And forsake not the law of thy mother.
Don't forsake the law of your mother. Your mother is trying to tell you what's right and what's best for you. Listen to your mother, amen. Huh?
For that shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head and chains about thy neck.
There shall be an ornament of grace upon your neck. And what? On your head and
chains
about your neck. Listen to the instruction of your parents. Amen. Listen to the instruction of your mother. Amen. Don't despise your mother. You know, a lot of times we got people we like to despise. Amen. Don't despise. Proverbs 30 and 17 right quick. Amen. No, 23. Go to 23 and then we go.
23 and what?
Proverbs 23 and 22. Listen at this.
Hearken unto thy father that begat thee.
Listen to your father that begat you.
and despise not thy mother when she is old.
Don't despise your mother when she get old. Now, you got to remember, don't despise your mother when she gets old. Because you got to think about it now. If you despise your mother when you get old, your children might despise you when you get old. Because everything goes right. You know what they say? Everything goes right in circles. Amen. They're going to come back and so despise your mother when she's old. Think about what she, think about, we talked about earlier, think about the pain that she went through. Think about the suffering that she went through with you. And then when she gets old, you want to despise her? Don't despise your mother. No matter what she is doing, what are we supposed to do? Forgive her. Well, I just can't forgive her then. Well, you just going to be stuck then. Despise not your mother when she gets old. You know how a lot of times, you know, when the people, I've told y'all already, when I get old, y'all better take care of me, because if I die. I can't do it. If I can't do it, but I'm just putting it in your mind. I'm just trying to put that in your mind. So I want to make sure you take care of me when I get old. But take care of your mama when she gets old. You know, one thing my mama used to tell me, she always said, once an elder, but twice a child. Do you know what that means?
Mm-hmm.
Once an elder, but twice a child. Because your mother raised you from childhood stage to an elder. But when you get old, when you get older and old, sometimes you go back to the childlike stage, amen? Huh? Because in the beginning, when you couldn't do for yourself, somebody was doing for you. When you couldn't wash yourself, you couldn't clean yourself, you couldn't wipe your own nose, you couldn't wipe anything that you had, amen? But when she was there, she was, yeah, I know you said it stinks, you know, but she was smelling you all the time. I don't know if she had to put a mask on her face or whatever in order to do it, but she did it for you, amen? She cleaned you. She wiped your nose. She did everything in your life to get you to where you are now. And if your parents did that much for you, then it should be you that do for your parent now when they become a child. Amen?
Amen.
Huh? Bring your mama, bring your mother, if necessary, to take care of your mother. Bring her under your own roof. You lived under hers. I'm just saying. Yeah, y'all know what I'm saying. Bring your mama under your roof and take care of your mama. Amen? Huh?
Amen.
See, my wife and I, Becky and I, we had made a pact with our parents, you know. And Becky's mother had said to me, she said, Mac, and she come to me, tell me that. Mac, don't let me go to no nursing home. I wonder why she was asking me. Maybe she should have been asking her sons and, you know, her older sons and things. But she came to me. She said, Mac, don't let me go to no nursing home. She was kind of like that. Why do you want to cry? That was her mama. And she thought it was up for me to come and ask me, even though she didn't ask me. Don't let me come away from my dad. I said, Mother, as long as I'm alive, you won't have to be the nurse. And I was just with her mother, amen. That wasn't just my mother, that was her mother. As long as I'm alive, you don't have to go to the nursing home. As long as I got a place to stay, you got a place to stay in your old age. And I thought that was a great thing. I thought that was great that someone had have enough that they... They think enough about you to have enough respect for you to ask you such a thing. Man?
Amen.
And I said the same thing to my mother. Our doors would always be open to you because I'm not going to despise my mother when she gets old, amen? I'm trying to let God know the same thing about your mother. Man. Don't despise your mother when she's old. Obey your mother and father. We try to tell you what's right. We ain't trying to lead you on, son. We want what's best for you. We want to see you have success. We want to see you succeed. We want to see you do better than we do ourselves. You know, we want you to have more. Thank you, son. We want you to have more than what we had, amen. And that's why we push you sometimes. And I know sometimes you don't know why you're being pushed sometimes, and they're telling you, well, go on, do this, go on, do this. We're trying to push you so that you can go further than we went in life. See, Jesus always wanted us to do more than what he did. What did he say? For greater works shall what? Greater works shall you do than what I did. He was always encouraging us to do better, to do more, amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. When you obey your mother and father, you see, obey the rules of the church. The church is the mother, amen. Obey the rules of the church, amen. Respect them. When you respect the church, you respect your mama. Because it's here in the church where you get raised, amen. Just like at home is where you get raised, amen. This is Mother's Day, amen. I'm trying to give a concept from the mother's standpoint, amen. So praise God, amen. Come on, we want you to know that Jesus died for you so you can be saved. I know I got to quit, amen. Praise God. But there was some more I could have went to. I just picked out some stuff, amen, I wanted to tell you about, amen. But I want you to give some praise and thanks. Give some praise and clap, hand clap for the mother today. The mother's still living, amen. There are many people mother who's home, their mother. But if your mother's still here, thank God for your mother, amen. Huh? Every day, thank God for my mama, amen. My mother ain't here now, but I still thank God for my mother. And so I don't know if you're on Facebook today. Listen to your mother. Take care of your mama. Respect your mama, amen. So you can have a long life in the land, amen. So I thank God for all of y'all listening today. We call this Mother's Day, amen. Thank God for the mothers and all of you that are online today. I pray, God, that something has been said that might help you, might bless you, that's talking about our mothers today, amen. Praise God. And so if y'all enjoyed it, I'd just like for you to click the little link there and share it or whatever it is like to do or like or whatever so that more people can hear it. We'd be glad if you share it so more people can hear about it. So thank all of y'all. If you want to be saved now, come on, pray with me right now. Amen. Praise God. So Father God, forgive me of all of my sins that I've done against you, Lord. And Lord, I receive forgiveness of sin by the blood of Jesus. And Father, I ask you to come into my heart and live in me and save me. And I give you thanks for it now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So God bless y'all on Facebook. If you'd like to send anything or donate anything, you send it to carechurchinc@gmail.com or you send it to PayPal or Cash App or you can send it at Zelle. And so thank y'all for tuning in each and every day. Amen. Y'all helping the line go further. I believe we're at almost 10,000. So thank y'all for tuning in. God bless y'all. Amen. 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 Praise God. Hallelujah.
Thanks God for mom. Thanks God for mom. Because if it wasn't for mom, we'd nobody be on this world today. If it wasn't for mom, wouldn't be nobody else. If it wasn't for mom, wouldn't be nobody else in the world. Thanks God for mom. Everybody should praise God for mom. Don't forget about that. If it wasn't for mom, we wouldn't be here. Amen? We wouldn't be here.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I know y'all wasn't here earlier. Anything you like to say, y'all like to say about your mom today? I mean, you can say it. She ain't here, but she didn't feel good. So anything you like to say, you know?
Well, my mom's not here.
Hey,
amen. But I do thank God for my mother each and every day. Even through our trials and tribulations of me growing up, I'm just like her. But some ways I'm not. But I thank God for her sacrifices said, there are things that only mothers would do for their children out of love. She stayed home to take care of us. You may have asked her, but she could have said no. But she didn't. She stayed home and took care of us and raised us to the best of her ability when he was gone. So I thank God for that. I thank God for my sisters. My two beautiful sisters. They are some good mothers. You know, so thank God that whatever she instilled in us, that we have become those type of mothers to our own children. So,
amen. Thank God for that. Amen. All right.
I guess I'll say, of course, thank God for my mother. She has helped me through my journey of picking up my kids from school every day, taking them home, getting ready for bed. Whenever I was having any kind of anxiety, she would come lay in the bed with me to make sure that I was okay. If I just called her in the middle of the night, she would get up and be on the phone, be on the phone with me all night until I felt better. If somebody ever needed her, she was there. So I appreciate my mother. Thank God.
Amen. You outside there, you got something to say? Come on in. And we thank God for y'all being mothers. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. All of y'all children. Amen.
Well, my mother, also for what I know, and always when I'm going to follow the steps about something or advice about something. That's been loving a lot. If my children make me sad, and so my children make my daughter sad. very thankful for my family.
Amen. Thank God. Amen. For her mother. Amen. Naomi, you got anything you want to say about your mama? Kristen? Kristen? Come on, you got something to say about your mama? Leah? Come on in here, Leah. Say something about your mama.
She got me
with
you,
boy. Come in with Leo and I want to hear what you got to say about your mama. Anything you want to say good about your mom? You want to thank your mama for anything today? Come on in. What you want to say to mama for something today? Go ahead. What do you want to say to what you thank your mama for?
Amen.
That's good. Amen. Praise God. Love you too. Amen. All right, Leah, what do you thank your mama for? Mother's Day. What is it that you thank your mother's day for? Mother's Day. She did all the things that she needed. Amen. What else? Anything else? So what did your mama do for you? What did she do for you? She take you to school, she buy your clothes, she take things, she buy your food, all those kind of things. And you might take those things shortly, but those things are important. Amen. Or you be home, girl. Amen. Listen. Come here, son. All right. Come on, turn around. Come on, look at those photos. Amen. Turn around and tell your mama what you think of her. Speak up loud. Amen. 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 I give my share what they want, and they want their needs.
They have to buy what they want. That's why they're successful now. They don't realize that. That's why they're successful. Let us stand. Anything else? Come on up, lady, man. Hallelujah. Anybody else online today? Do you like anything to say?
Hey, if it wasn't for my mom, I wouldn't be here. If it wasn't for her, I wouldn't be here. My mom, she clothed me, she washed my clothes, she fed me, and she made sure that I went to school because the man that I used to work for, he was telling me I didn't need to go. My mama looked him in the face. She said, my child is going to school. See, that's who your mama loves. That's the love of your life, your mom. Your mom will die for you. You know me? Your
Amen.
Mom loves you. Okay, go ahead.
Amen. All right, then. Come on, dismiss us, y'all. We're going to get out of here. I think Jason said she cooked it. Oh, praise God. Amen. Come on, dismiss us, somebody, sister. Yes, ma'am. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless y'all. Give the Lord a hand, pray. I appreciate y'all coming. Amen.
In a world like today, it's a rare occasion to be able to see young mothers like the ones that were around when I grew up. But they live on in memory to quite a few of us. And this song is dedicated to those who cherish that memory. Early one Sunday morning, breakfast was on the table. There was no time to eat. She said to me, boy, hurry to Sunday school, filled with the Lord of glory. We learned the holy story. She'll always have her dream. Despite the things this troubled world can bring, oh say, don't you know we love you, sweet Savior? Place no one above you, sweet Savior.
Well, well, well.
Living in the past.
Sometimes it seems so funny, but no money will turn your life around. Sweeter than cotton candy, stronger than Papa's old brandy. Always that needed smile. Once in a while, she would break down and cry. Sometimes she'd be so happy, being with us and Daddy, standing the worst of times, breaking the binds with just a simple song. Oh, Lady May,
don't you know
still loving us all in your special way? Well, well, well,
no one above you, sweet.
Always winning, yeah. My, 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 my.
We love you.
I love you, girl.
let me just try. Just try one more time and say I. And though we were very poor, she tried to love us that much more.
You are the last party in the conference.